Welcome back to Two Way Talk here on WEAA 88.9, absolutely the voice of the community. I'm Kara Williams.
And I'm Anthony McCarthy.
And next we'll be talking to Michael Eugene Johnson. We're going to be talking to him about black men unifying black men. He is going to be hosting a breakfast brunch on November the 6th, 2021. Welcome to Two Way Talk, Michael.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Anthony, I hope you're doing well.
Doing well. It's always great to have you on the show, Michael.
It's always good to be asked.
So tell us a little bit about black men unifying black men.
Well, black men unifying black men began back in 2014 when Bill Gooden, David Murphy, Dr. Andre Bunley, Rennie Bass and myself were just having, literally just having a meal. And we said, you know, how cool it would be if we could bring other African-American men together and just start having a breakfast. No organization, mm-hmm. no structure, no what we're going to do. Just let's eat together. Because we eat together, we get to know each other. If you get to know each other, you do less harm to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then out of that created all types of groups. So last Saturday just passed, we had decided we was going to have this breakfast once a month. And last Saturday, we had our consecutive 89th breakfast without missing a Saturday once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Even during the time of the height of the pandemic, we were having Zoom meetings where everybody was eating their food at home or wherever they were eating. We were still meeting, and we made sure as we meet that we only meet and African-American-owned
yep.
and African-American-operated businesses. We will not go to anyone else's because we know we are the ones to help each other.
So, Michael, one of the things, I've been to several of these breakfasts, and one of the things I like about what you all do, the organizers and the hosts, is that you really do spur and encourage dissenting voices to express themselves. But you do not want disharmony among black men. You want to respect everybody's opinion, where everybody's coming from. So this event really does celebrate black men.
Yeah, and you know, black men get such, at times, we become that invisible person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That invisible name. I'm trying to remember the author who wrote the book, that invisible boy. But at the end of the day, we know that black men are just as important to our community as African-American women. We're really clear of that. And so what we wanted to do on November the 6th at the forum catering was to have our 91st, because next month will be our 90th. But in November will be our 91st consecutive breakfast. But we wanted to bring it up a little bit. And
mm-hmm.
so we're going to honor 21 black men in 2021. And as Anthony said, we encourage, we want this thing. Black men are different. We're straight, we're gay, we're tall, we're short, we're round, we're smart, we're sometimes stupid. But at the end of the day, we're black men who have things to say. And sometimes, especially lately it has been, for as far as I'm concerned, not an attack on black men, but a discount of black men. Because black men are not hip. We're not at it. We're not the ones that, you know, this is the year of the woman. Great, but this has always been the year of the woman in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing different there. So the 21 black men, and then next year we do 22, the 21 black men that we wanted to honor, we wanted to honor people who had actually done something in the community.
Mm-hmm.
Some people talk a lot, and that's not Anthony. Anthony talks like I talk, but Anthony also do.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't just wanted to have the traditional same people. A lot of the names are recognizable.
Of course.
But there's some people in the list who, you know, they haven't gotten maybe what they need to get.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to honor them with this particular brunch at a black-owned facility, the Forum Catering Company. And we're really, really excited about it.
So could you tell us some of the names of the 21 black men that you will be honoring on November 6th?
Yeah, I mean, you have, like, Michael Howell.
Yeah.
A lot of folks don't recognize Michael Howell. Michael Howell started the first computer repair company
mm-hmm.
in the city in Baltimore. When everybody was getting their big old, raggedy, loud, moving, heavy, carrying computers, they would break, and you had nowhere to
go.
Mm-hmm. Michael Howard, who is one of the best, opened up his place up in Pikesville, and he became somebody who was my go-to guy now anytime. Carl Snowden, Carl Snowden from Annapolis has been a mainstay in our community and a frontline activist in our community. Eddie Woods, the first black commissioner. Mm. Chief Herman Williams, the first black firefighter. Dr. Michael Zolikoff, who is a generational pediatrician. I mean, people understand how important that is. His daddy was a pediatrician for black folk and helped start the Garwin Medical Center. And here his son is a pediatrician and also became the first African-American alumni president of North Carolina University Medical School.
Wow.
And so, but he does so much within our community. Dr. James Frazier. A lot of folk may not pop up, but Dr. James Frazier is probably one of the best back and spine surgeons in the history of Baltimore City. And he does a lot of things for folks when you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Him and his wife are both pediatricians. And then you got your regulars, you know. Not your regulars, bad word. Then you got your names you may recognize. The Larry Gibson, the Lenny Moores, the Larry Youngs, the William H. Murphy, the Billy Murphys, Stan Stovall, who's done 50 years.
Wonderful.
And Stan and I used to live in the same apartment building. And Stan, when he was a weightlifter, I don't know if you know that answer.
I did.
Yeah, he used to, like, be slinging them things. I used to stand beside him because I looked better. But at the end of the day, Stan Stovall has put 50 years.
Wow.
50 years. And then Reverend Willie Ray.
Of course.
What more can you say about it? I met Reverend Ray when I was about maybe 17, 18 years old. No, I wasn't 18, about 16, 17 years old, because I was getting in trouble a lot. And Reverend Ray was the one who worked with us and assisted me and a lot of the other crazy individuals on Park Heights in them days to kind of think about what we're going to do. And not ending, but James Pollard is one of the remaining original men of the black Muslims from Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, and all of them, and he's in this city. And, of course, Lenny Clay. Mm. Lenny Clay is the barber for all of
the course. Mm-hmm.
And so that with, of course, the Lenny Moores, the Danny Henson, and, of course, the Charlie Duggar, you know, who has a heart of gold for our children and has put at least 40-something years in the education system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a crew.
That's an impressive list.
Yeah, yeah. And there are others, like I said, Dwight Pettit, Paul Coates, the author, the publisher. You know, Tyrone Terryborn, the engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot to go with, but I'm really excited with the list. I'm really excited of what we're going to do here. And like I said, it's a breakfast brunch.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in there at 10 o'clock. You're going to be out at 1 o'clock.
All right.
We're not allowing none of them to talk.
Oh, which is good, honestly.
Because okay. They were always told, when I was in communications at Morgan as a student, I was always told, there's two people you don't give a microphone to, and that's a politician and a pastor.
Woo.
So we make sure that we don't give. But, no, we are really excited. And how excited I am that you guys are allowing me the opportunity to talk about Saturday, November the 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., that's Saturday, November the 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., at the Forum Catering at 4210 Primrose Avenue. And if I may, I'll give one phone number.
Go ahead.
Which is 410-748-3607. That's 410-748. Scratch it off with your crayons. Okay, let's try it again. It's 410-746-3607. That's 410-746-3607. And we're really excited about it and equally excited now that you guys have allowed us to come on to Morgan's radio station, which is my home.
That's right. Now, one of the things I want to encourage people to do is to call that number that Michael gave, because tickets will go fast.
Yes.
and you want to get your ticket to this November breakfast brunch of Black Men Unifying Black Men, the keynote speaker is Wes Moore, one of the candidates for governor, longtime advocate in the community, Robin Hood Foundation in New York. He is going to, and you have attracted some of the best speakers in the world. I'm telling you, Black Men Unifying Black Men. So people need to call and get their tickets.
And it was exciting to get Wes Moore, because we got Wes Moore before he became a governor's candidate.
That's right.
You know, and he was traveling around. I mean, he travels around the country for big payments of $5,000, $10,000, and $20,000 just to speak. But he felt it necessary to speak to all of us, because this is not just for Black men.
That's right.
Breakfast. This is for families and for everybody to come. But we are excited by the fact that on our 91st breakfast, we will still be having our consecutive breakfasts in African-American-owned facilities. Mm. And that alone is very, very how much I appreciate Bill Gooden, David Murphy, Rennie Bass, and Andre Bunley. And I know I'm missing somebody. I usually do.
And you, and Michael Eugene Johnson, you have been a great leader. You've been a great. So tell us, in the final minutes that we have, what do you all want people to take from these breakfast brunches, from these breakfasts and brunches, Black Men Unifying Black Men?
That no matter where we are, we had to get there on the backs, the shoulders, the sides, the cars, the buses, the horse and wagon by some Black men.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some Black men that helped us get there. You might not always agree in their politics.
Of course.
But you've got to agree that one thing that they were consistently with, it was consistently with the Black family, consistent with the Black community, and consistent with being Black. And that goes a long way with me.
Mm-hmm.
So is this the only way we can buy tickets, is to call a number? Are they being sold or on Eventbrite or anything like that?
No. The best thing we want to know, because we don't have a whole lot of tickets.
That's
left.
Right.
So we want to make sure that people were to call the 410-746-3607, because they'll get right back to you if you text them or whatever. We just got a call today from Senator Cardin's office.
Oh,
now,
wow.
The politicians are starting to line
up. Of course.
Because you do have Kirk Smoke is going to be there. You are going to have, like I said, a lot of folks that I mentioned to you, Larry Young, and a lot of folks are going to be there. But I think what's going to be important is when do we celebrate Black men?
Mm.
When do we really, really celebrate Black men? And this is what we're trying to get out of this,
mm-hmm.
a celebration of men of color.
I think that you are on to something. And one of the things I also want to mention is that part of these brunches is the dialogue and conversations. You all really do take a bunch of questions. Your speakers take questions. You encourage people to talk.
Oh, and even my big mouth is quiet. I mean, because we got into it Saturday with just the questions they were asking J. Wendell Gordon.
Oh, wow.
Because one thing that Black men will do, and Rennie Bass says this all the time, if we're in the room together,
mm-hmm.
we'll speak more honestly.
That's right.
And so honestly, brother, maybe you shouldn't be doing that. Honestly, brother, what you did wasn't a good thing. Or maybe I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, and Anthony has been there enough, with that, we will, you know, but at the end of the day, will we leave? We're hugging, we're loving.
That's right.
We're letting you walk out the door. And a Black business has received a decent amount of money. And the food, the breakfasts are always good.
Always good. Always good.
I got to back up a little bit, but, you know.
So, Michael, thank you so much. And any other time, you are one of our news roundtable participants on Fridays. You always are doing great things in the community. So I want to honor you for all your contributions to the quality of life in the city of Baltimore.
Well, thank you, Anthony. And likewise, for the work that you do, the young lady, and the fact that Morgan University, my alma mater, whole radio career began as a student there,
mm-hmm.
Back when the station began. And my program director was Kwaisi Mfumi at the time.
That's right, yeah.
And I got with the news division with the famous and legendary Larry Dean. So thank you guys for giving me this opportunity, and hopefully we'll see both of you there on Saturday, November the 6th.
Oh, we'll be there.
10 to 1 at the Forum.
Yeah, we definitely will be there. Thank you, Michael Eugene Johnson, Black Men Unifying Black Men. Since 2014, they have been doing these great things, bringing people together. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
This is what I love, because this has been going on, and as much as I've gone to, I think I've attended about four of these, people don't really know what's going on and how powerful these are, where you get black men all together in the same room and you're speaking honestly and frankly about the issues of our community.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, how do we get that message to our black men out on the corner? You know, if I was a rich person, I would just grab one and say, look, I got a ticket for you to go to this thing. And let them see how black men can unify and you can actually get off that corner. So, you know,
And you don't have to stay there.
And you don't have to stay
there. People are invested in helping you get off that corner.
Yeah.
It's important. We do is important, what you and I do. This is really key when we are able to tell people about things like this. Brunch.
Right. And maybe somebody is listening that can do exactly what I just said. You know, so there we go. So Two-Way Talks Community Heroes is supported by, is brought to you by Say It Loud Maryland, a new exhibition that spotlights contributions of diverse designers to Maryland's built environment. More information can be found at www.doorsopenbaltimore.org. Today's hero is
Leon Bridges, retired architect and owner of the Leon Bridges Company. He's also a professor at Morgan State University. He was first introduced to architecture at 12 years old when he met the legendary architect Paul Revere Williams. He is most proud of winning the prestigious Whitney M. Young Award in 1998. He was the first black architect to win the American Institute of Architects citation for excellence in community architecture. He also served as vice president of the American Institute of Architects. He loves being able to see buildings he designed over the years and say, that's my project. It's important to feel a sense of pride and ownership about his work. He is retired now, and many of us adore him. He is retired, and his major interest is promoting careers in architecture to black students. If you'd like to view more of his work, go to www.beyondthebuilt.com/Leon-Bridges. He is an extraordinary voice here at Morgan State University, and we're honored to honor him as a community hero.
Wonderful. That sounds good. I'm going to go to that site and see.
And we're going to have community heroes on Wednesday and Friday of this week and next week.
Okay.
So we're very, very excited.
That sounds
a great
good.
Program. So that's it for us today.
Okay. Two-Way Talk is a production of WEAA Radio 88.9 here on the campus of Morgan State University, produced by Justina Pollard and engineered by Andre Melton. Stay tuned for the Morgan News Hour with Randy Reed and Demi Goff. Please join Two-Way Talk tomorrow for another great conversation. Good night.